Over the last 3 weeks, 35 people have been killed in mass shootings. So tonight, President Biden addressed the nation about this recent gun violence, and he detailed plans to pass new legislation intended to prevent future tragedy. He says guns are the number one killer of children in our country. He says we need to ban assault weapons, and if not, raise the age you would need to buy them. He's also calling for an expansion of background checks and safe storage laws so people would be punished if they didn't properly secure their guns.
Do something. Just do something. For God's sake, do something.
That is the president's message to Congress about all this, and we'll bring in ABC News political director Rick Klein. He's live with us on Skype. Your impressions of this rather passionate address, Rick?
Channeling, I think, the righteous anger so many Americans feel right now, the frustration as well. But there's a disconnect that I sense in what he said is do something, and the specific things that he says he wants done. In outlining these proposals, an assault weapons ban, changing the purchasing age of long guns to 21, red flag and safe storage laws, he's going decisively beyond where the United States Senate conversations are right now, even beyond where the House is willing to go at this moment. So I'm not sure that this was actually going to advance the conversations that are now active among senators in bipartisan fashion right now. It's a bold play by the president that puts him back in the conversation. But by trying to put himself in the middle of the Senate again, it might actually not be the step he's looking for.
And when you talk about an assault weapons ban, although there are many, many Americans, we should point out, who really would like to see that, it also causes perhaps an equal number of Americans to recoil.
That's right. And look, the numbers that support comprehensive and full background checks and things like an assault weapons ban, it's undeniable. It's a bipartisan consensus. But the difference between making that a voting issue for people that support it and what it is on the other side, which does get voters out, is still substantial. And that, I think, is the challenge here. I think the president's political challenge now, as he was explicit, he said, you may get this anger you feel right now and channel it at the ballot box, elect more Democrats to office and you'll get more stronger gun laws. But that's not the reality of how people vote and have voted in the past. And if that changes this time in a very challenging environment, it'll be a major moment. But I just don't see it.
Just to be clear, you're not suggesting that tonight's address has suddenly tipped the scales in Congress. Do you think those negotiations will go on?
Well, I have no doubt that they'll go on. But I think if you're a Republican who is on the fence about supporting this, to hear the president come out and say it's unconscionable to stand in the way of a package gives you an excuse to walk away from the negotiating table. I think if you were part of this partisan group right now to try to get this done, you watch this a little bit with gritted teeth, just thinking, okay, I hope this goes right. We have a president who doesn't have great approval ratings right now, and he is angry and he is frustrated. He feels what so many Americans feel right now. But does he have that kind of leverage right now to keep things moving in the Senate? I'm not sure. So, no, I don't think he took things off the rails, but I don't see this as necessarily contributing to those conversations in the Senate either.
Just wanted to double check what you're hearing from Congress that would be realistic. For example, the raising of the age from 18 to 21 to purchase some of these weapons is, I know it's on the table, but is that realistic or more background checks? What could get done?
I think more background checks, although not universal background checks. I think an assault weapons ban is not part of the serious conversation. And I think raising the age is something that many Democrats still want. And it was done in red Florida just a few years ago by now Senator Rick Scott, former Governor Rick Scott. But realistically, we've heard people like Senator Murphy of Connecticut, who've been leading this, say, look, there's things here that I would love to get done. But in the interest of getting something done, as the president said again tonight, there are things that have to go by the wayside. And that age part of it may be in that category.
We really appreciate the perspective, Rick. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. He was with us live on Skype just minutes here after the president spoke tonight and did call for restoring that assault weapons ban that was allowed to expire back in 2004.